from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thinking of the Royals, we know that Cole Reagans was the stopper they needed the other day against the Minnesota Twins. Look at the next seven games for the Royals. So they're in Cincinnati. Cincinnati's a 500 baseball team. You know, this is not a first place team, but they're not a pushover either. And then we know the schedule. You get Philadelphia coming in next week. It gets a lot tougher. The next seven games have a chance to stabilize things in the rotation, or it is going to be confirmation, Cody, on the issues that we all think exist right now with Seth Lugo. And it's going to once again put more and more pressure on Cole Reagans. Like, is this going to be how it is? What, 41 games left? But the next seven games potentially could decide if, hey, Seth Lugo just, hey, it's a couple of rough outings, or this is the new reality with him. Is there improvement from Brady Singer? Or is it truly just going to have to be Cole Reagans carrying this rotation? I think the next week solidifies that one way or the other.
So it's not going to answer the biggest question, which is Lugo and Singer recently have been bad against good teams. They're not going to face good teams over the next seven games. But they also need these wins before the schedule gets incredibly difficult for three straight weeks at the most pivotal time of the entire season, right?
I mean, they got the Phillies next week. I would consider them a good team, though. I mean, right? They have the Reds and the Angels, and then they
That's
have
what I'm
the
saying.
Phillies.
The next seven games are what's... Because then once the Phillies start, it's... And then it's three. I didn't mean in 3 weeks. I meant for three weeks, because they get the Phillies and the Yankees and the Guardians for seven, and they got everybody for a 3 week straight span. Where once it starts with the Phillies, it's not going to let up. That's why these seven games are the time to get right. I know it won't answer the question about whether or not they can beat a good teams, but it is a time to get right. They have the fifth best record since the All-Star break, so I'm not here to tell you they're playing bad baseball. That's just not accurate. They're playing pretty good baseball, with a chance to be a lot better if Lugo and Singer return to back where they were. But it's just a time to, like, get the confidence back in the rotation. Starts with Lorenzen tonight, to be honest, because these are two teams that aren't... Look, the Reds aren't bad. They're a 500 team who are four games back of a playoff spot. But they're worse than you. And the Angels are definitely worse than you. So before the schedule starts getting nutty, how about the rotation starts to look the way it did for a huge majority of the season, and we can take a sigh of relief that Lugo doesn't look gassed going into the sixth inning because he's at a career high of innings pitched already.
I'm excited for this series, though, not just for the playoff implications, but Bobby Witt Jr. is a superstar. Ellie De La Cruz, superstar. When it comes to stolen bases this year, it's been absolutely ridiculous for him. And I know the Reds have been somewhat of a disappointment based off of expectations with a lot of young talent that Cincinnati has. But I'm kind of excited to see head-to-head two different stars go at it, kind of the way we did at one point with Baltimore when it was Gunnar Henderson and Bobby Witt Jr. on the field at the same time. Ellie De La Cruz You remember last year, before the, when, especially in a year where the Royals were not playing well, he was one of the most exciting players to watch a year ago, and he still is. He's only 22 years old, and he's going up against Bobby Wood Jr., who's one of the young stars in the game. So two superstars going head-to-head, that adds a little extra intrigue to this series, at least for me. De La Cruz has 59 stolen bases, and there's 40 games still to go.
Yeah, that's a lot of stolen bases. This is kind of what we thought Bobby might do. Elly De La Cruz, the Reds are a very talented baseball team. They have underperformed based on the amount of talent they have. I think there was a cut from Barry Larkin over the weekend where he was kind of trashing them for not, you know, the guy who's just as good as Derek Jeter, as I believe I previously stated on this show.
I'll defend Derek Jeter since nobody else will, you know?
He's Barry Larkin with better name cachet. Anyway, not this isn't a Barry Larkin conversation.
Yeah, we don't need to go back down this road.
Drew, I've made this comment on the air before.
No,
and I stand by it.
You've made it.
You do
multiple
realize
times.
That Barry Larkin was just as productive as a player statistically as Derek Jeter, right? Barry Larkin's a great baseball player. So is Derek
Jeter.
I
know he is.
Derek Jeter's just overhyped, that's all. When you look at the Reds this weekend, they just have an obligation to, I think, stack games. I think they have to win four of the next seven to maintain where they are in the playoffs
to
give themselves the same 2.5-game buffer they have now.
To be clear on the math on the games, we both, I think, messed up the numbers. Whatever.
Is it six?
Six, and the seventh game is the start of the Phillies series.
Okay, so four out of the next six would be my
I believe that's on. I believe that's correct.
So I would say four out of the next six they need to be winners of. Well, 3-3 is going to send me into a panic? No, but 4-6 is what sets you up so that you still do have a 2.5-game lead on Boston. That's what's so funny about this, is that the season was over, like, I don't know, Monday this week, according to some fans, because
tonight,
they lost.
If the Royals lose tonight, panic sets in. They win tomorrow, everybody's good again. They win Sunday, all of a sudden they're winning the division again. If they lose on Monday, now they suck again. Yeah, this is a living and dying playoff run of what it's like to be a fan, and it's great to be in this spot again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.